So NBC used to carry the NBA, and they were quite famous for the John Tesh round ball rock song. Da, 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 da. You remember that?
Yeah, 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 where it shouldn't have rock in the title at all.
Yeah, and then round it went away, and they found out that people really identified with that song, like it really was part of the experience.
Yes.
So much so that Fox paid Tesh for the rights to use it on their college basketball for a year a couple years ago.
Mm.
I heard yesterday John Tesh was talking about it, or they were talking about it on Dan Patrick, and they had looked it up. Tesh, rather than sell the rights to NBC for a lump sum, decided to take the money every time they played it. So he has made way more by doing that.
Wow.
And now they're going to get it back. And
it's like when you hear an actor takes residuals instead of.
Yeah. Like I'll take a percentage and low percentage, pay up front. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, you may remember he's explained where that song came from. It turns out now he told a little bit more backstory when he was on with Dan Le Batard yesterday talking about this very thing. He said that he was a journalist. He was a sports announcer, and he was covering something in the Olympics for NBC right way back before when and the NBA was still on CBS. And he had heard a rumor. He's like, yeah, I guess they're getting basketball and they need a theme song. And he's like, So they didn't ask him to do it. He heard they needed one. And so then this is him sharing the story at his performance at Red Rocks with a full orchestra.
One of the things I've discovered is that there are many different ways to write a song. And the most unusual way came to me when I was in Europe about 4 or 5 years ago. I was trying to write a sports theme, and I did not have a piano in the hotel where I was staying. So I did probably what many of you have done, faced with a similar situation. I called my answering machine at home, and I left a message for myself. And although that sounds goofy, what happened was that theme that I sang into the machine is the theme that they play every time the Chicago Bulls crush another basketball team. So I am singing themes into
that
my
is definitely not Red
machine.
Rocks.
Oh, no.
No.
Unless
not.
They built a roof and walls.
Yeah, maybe.
Regularly. And special bonus for you folks, I have brought the original answering machine tape with me.
Ooh.
So I can play it for you. I know you were dying to hear it.
Special moment.
There we go.
I mean, I would have just played it. Not
but it has to be played on the original answering machine. So here now, the original demo tape for this particular song for pro basketball.
Hi, this is a message for me about the NBA theme. Here's an idea. It goes like this.
I love that so much.
Everything about it, like, hi, this is a message for me.
Yeah.
Was anyone not going to figure that out?
Look at the confidence, too, in that man to be able to play that. Like, yeah, that's right. I did this.
Yeah.
They're eating it up.
They are. He's dribbling.
Yeah, he's pretending to dribble while somebody hits the kick
the
drum.
The dribble is too high.
Yeah.
You got to get it down low. Bend your knees a little.
Oh, look at him. Whoa,
look at him.
Whoa.
Spin move.
Stop it.
See, why does it say live at Red Rocks when that is clearly not Red Rocks?
Unless they have an also indoor place? I don't know.
I mean, unless his stage setup was literally all that. I mean, it's not maybe. Impossible.
Maybe, yeah.
That they brought in the ceiling
they
area.
They enclosed it.
Well, but Tesh maybe that's mountains. Just, yeah, I mean, maybe I if you pan back.
You could convince me that he is the second coming of Jesus, and I'd believe that.
He might tell you.
Look at that man.
I never realized how much he looked like Opie from Opie and Anthony.
They are
a little bit.
They
yeah.
are opposite sides of a coin. That's probably all they have in common is the way they look.
Yeah, not a lot of common ground there. Whoa, what is that man doing?
That's Meatloaf.
Yeah, he's wearing it. You know,
it's like just a Sergeant Pepper costume.
That's tails, man. Yeah, you got the shorter coat in the front with the tails in the back. Mm. It's the mullet of jackets.
Well, you may also remember the time John Tesh and his brother,
Dave
Tesh, went to NBC to to pitch that song in person as portrayed on Saturday Night Live.
And then on Sunday, we got the Bulls and the Trailblazers. That's Jordan versus Drexler.
Oh, well, that'll be a great matchup. Two world-class athletes.
Excuse me, Mr. Lavender. John Tesh is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Okay.
You guys know Tesh. This guy is amazing. You know, he wrote the theme to Entertainment Tonight.
Knock, knock.
Hello. There he is, Mr. Entertainment Tonight.
How you guys doing? Hello, everyone. This is my brother right here, Dave Tesh.
A pleasure, pleasure.
I did not know that you had a brother.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's not just my brother. He's also the genius in the family.
Meanwhile, I'm blushing.
Well, John, Tim my Robinson.
Is that, it is Tim Robinson, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm blushing.
And Jason Sudeikis is Tesh. And,
Well, John, when my boss told me we needed a new theme song for the NBA on NBC, I knew what time it was. Tesh 30.
Very good. Okay, well, let's see what we got.
They really captured the feel of executive meetings.
Let's see what we got for you. We've written a song that we like to call Round Ball Rock. Now, it started as one of David's poems here, but then it just grew into something bigger than both of us could ever imagine. It's me on keys and Dave singing.
Can you believe this is our job? All right, fire away.
All right, ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, two, three, four.
Basketball, gimme the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
At each pause, when Tesh says yeah, they do a high five.
It started as a poem.
All right, now that's how you do it, David.
That was just getting hot.
You are in such good voice today, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Wow, I mean, that was great, guys. But you know what I was wondering? Is there any way we can hear it again, but, you know, with the lyrics separated out?
Huh, really?
Okay.
That's weird. Are you okay with that?
If you are, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, sure, we can do that. All right, here we go. All right, two, three, four.
No, stop.
Give me the ball.
I think we weren't clear. We actually meant, could we hear it with just the music?
Right.
Oh, I defer to you.
My gut is no.
My gut is no.
I understand. You're an artist, and I get that, but I think we're just curious what it would sound like without the lyrics.
Okay, fine. I mean, it feels crazy, but sure, all right.
His
two,
Tesh
three,
impression's
four.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dave looks very frustrated.
They're both shaking their heads like it sounds terrible.
That's great. Oh, Tesh. There's Gib Gibley in the middle there.
He's the reason I got on the radio.
Gib?
Yeah, Gibby.
You wanted to be mesmerized and glamored by the vampire soap actor.
Yeah. Can't stop inviting him into my home.
I know.
Get out.